You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. Thousands of West Dayton residents have been without easy access to fresh fruits and vegetables since 2008. That's when a neighborhood Kroger grocery store shut down. Since then, city officials have tried attracting a new grocer without success, and the story could have ended there. But now, nearly a decade later, one community group has come up with an idea advocates say will bring healthier food back to the West Side. It's a new cooperative grocery store. WYSO's April Leslie has more. At the Northwest Recreation Center in Dayton, hundreds of people are packed into an auditorium. Children play together while parents and neighbors mingle and chat. They're here to learn more about Gem City Market, a cooperative grocery store planned for Salem Avenue in 2019. Each month, organizers put together a meeting like this one. They're here to explain the ins and outs of the plans for the market and try to drum up community support for it.
Okay, so I'm going to try to cover a fair amount of information relatively quickly, but I promise I'll leave a little time for questions.
Lila Klein stands at the front of the auditorium. She's executive director of the Greater Dayton Union Co-op Initiative, the organization behind the market project. Plans for the market started to materialize 3 years ago. In a conference room at the Recreation Center, Klein says the project was part of a larger grassroots effort to bring fresh food back to West Dayton.
And at the time, there was this question raised that was, you know, can this community support a grocery store and can they do it themselves?
After the Gettysburg Avenue Kroger shut down, the city made several attempts to attract a new grocer to the area, but companies declined, citing a potential lack of profits. Without a real grocery store, West Dayton quickly became what the federal government calls a food desert, a neighborhood without a supermarket where residents must travel long distances to access fresh produce. FDA studies show many residents living in food deserts are forced to rely on highly processed foods from convenience stores, which can lead to health problems. Gem City Market Board Chair Amaha Selassie says for the people in the neighborhood who decide to make the trek to get fresh food, transportation was an additional concern.
The residents are required to take one bus, or really two buses in Dayton, to get to somewhere to eat. And so you're having to calculate, you know, up to about 3 hours of just travel time just to go get your food.
Klein says many of the market's first committee members had to make those long trips for food, too. Finally, they sat down to look for an alternative. She says they studied many options before eventually agreeing on a plan.
So we looked and we said, how do other cities with food deserts, how are they building grocery stores, and how are grocery stores successful in other cities?
Ultimately, the group decided on the cooperative model. A co-op is a business that's owned by its members instead of a corporation. In this case, Gem City Market employees would purchase a stake in the store, and customers would have an opportunity to join for a membership fee. Together, they would have a say in making the big decisions about the store. Klein says they settled on the co-op model because they wanted to encourage heavy community involvement. They knew it would take a lot of work.
We knew that in this instance, we really had to build a business case. We couldn't just go purely on mission alone. The need is very extreme, but that also means that the sort of dollars and cents have to really make sense because you know there's going to be very thin margins.
So they created a business plan. They commissioned a market study to figure out where to locate the store, and they surveyed community members about their grocery needs. Then, after establishing a Gem City Market board of directors to oversee the project, organizers presented their vision to the community. And the response, Klein says, was immediately positive.
Every meeting we've had has been standing room only up to now. We've felt this kind of really outpouring of support and love from the neighborhoods, which has been great.
More than 600 people have decided to purchase a membership in Gem City Market. That funding will be used to support the operation of the store. Organizers are also trying to raise money to construct a new building to house the market. Construction is projected to cost $3 million. So far, they've received grant money from the Dayton Rotary Club and insurance giant CareSource. Klein says they're also pursuing other sources of funding. Back in the auditorium, West Dayton resident Jaleesa Corley says she's looking forward to the store's opening. She typically has to travel 4 miles to get fresh produce.
I'm mostly excited about the vegetables. I love vegetables, fresh vegetables, that's all I do. I just thought that, you know, me especially having small children, having them grow up and seeing that we can get good quality fresh produce, that would be perfect, you know?
If Gem City fundraising goes as planned, construction will begin early next year. The store is set to open in the summer of 2019. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.